Hello.
Hi, this is Joshua from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code, please?
11236.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I resent your statement, but yes, I am. What do you mean by many people?
Many people nowadays, as of now, is still not registered. But you are registered, actually, right? Okay. So
yes.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else, non-binary, gender, queer, gender, non-conforming, not exclusive? Thank you. What is the year of your birth? Only the year, please.
'66.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay, may I ask what's your race, please? White, Black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino,
Black
Spanish
Caribbean.
Black Caribbean, right? Or African American in this case, but Black,
Caribbean.
Right? Caribbean, right?
Mm-hmm. West Indian.
So, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Vocational school.
Okay, thank you so much. So, would you say some college?
Yes.
But no degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican,
Democrat.
Someone else? You voted
Democrat.
For Joe Biden, the Democrat. Okay.
Yes.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain?
I vote in every election, in the primary and everything.
Almost certain to vote or probably to vote?
Certain to vote. I said I vote in every election, even the primary.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated and the 10 means you're extremely motivated. You're 10? Extremely motivated?
Yeah.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree? Somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. I strongly agree. Thank you. Now, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all to you. Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Doesn't matter to me.
At all, or not much?
Not much.
Thank you so much. And protecting abortion rights?
It matters.
A lot, or somewhat?
A lot.
Okay, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
It matters a lot.
Matters a lot. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
It matters a lot.
Thank you so much. Moving forward now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say that nothing will stop you to vote? You want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you will vote. You doubt you will vote, or no chance you will vote. The options are protecting LGBTQ rights. Which option should you select?
I'll vote, definitely.
Nothing will stop you to vote, right? Okay. Protecting abortion rights?
Definitely. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House, Representative, or Senate?
Nothing.
Nothing will stop you, right? I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
I'll vote for Kamala Harris.
Democrat Kamala Harris, thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party
I'm
or
Democrat.
Independent candidate?
I'm a Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And if you knew that protecting abortion access wasn't the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated? Much less motivated or will not vote?
If no change, I'm going to ask if 110% I'm going to vote.
No change. Okay. Mm-hmm. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Here's the text of Prop 1. Prop 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes votes to put these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided,
yes.
Or would you know, you would vote yes? Okay, thank mm-hmm. you so much. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think of this amendment would give voting to right to immigrants, put protections for abortion into a state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put LGBTQ protection into the state constitution, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, provide protections on the basis of gender. You can select the one that you prefer.
I'm not too... I believe so. But I still would like to know more about it. But I believe so.
Okay. Based on your read, though, of this amendment, do you think, which one do you think could apply of the ones that I read?
About the abortion rights.
Okay. Thank you so much. So in that case, you will go ahead and select on this one. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
Definitely vote yes or probably yes?
Definitely.
Thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
More motivated.
Much more motivated or somewhat more motivated?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one.
How long do you have again?
Oh, we're almost done. We're almost done at 60%, ma'am. So, yeah, next I am going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree or on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and a 10 means you strongly agree. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion, 0 to 10, any number.
Can you repeat your question?
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
We need to protect everyone.
Any number from 0 to 10.
I don't think about it.
You can use any number between 0 to 10.
Seven.
Thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose from 0 to 10.
How about an 8?
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups from 0 to 10.
2.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth.
Hold on. I'm sorry, 8. 8 on that last question.
8 on the previous one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
9.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
10+.
Okay, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Everyone deserves a chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
9.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country at a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Yes.
You would vote yes, right? Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at the chance of 50-50? Almost certain to vote, almost definitely. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter the race or ethnicity. A statement A or a B?
B.
Much more or somewhat more? A statement B.
Much more.
Thank you. And next, I am going to read you, we are at 80%, almost done. I am going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think it is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it means that it makes you think that it's somewhat motivating, and a 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The government is supposed to work for the people, do not discriminate against its citizens by putting these protections directly into our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. 0 to 10.
Oh, my God, that's such a long question. I put a
Sorry? 7.
It's a very long question. I put a 7.
7, you said, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close the loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against the government. 0 to 10.
10.
Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose a white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equality and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. One moment, please. And moving forward now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here's the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Just let me read again. Add certain protections to the state bills of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution to cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you now vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely? 84, almost done, 84%. Are you more or less likely to go to vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local official and ballot issues that you were at the start of this survey? And is that somewhat or more likely?
It doesn't change. I always vote.
It doesn't change, I think, with 86. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, please? Where 0
10.
Means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated, 10, right? Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian,
yes,
or gay? 3, bisexual or 4?
Number 1. Number 1.
Number 1, heterosexual or straight. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Number 1.
Married?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18 or no?
Under?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't have to say that.
If just less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, between $35,000 to $44,999, or more, you can tell me approximately.
No, I don't want to say that. It's more than that, but I don't want to say
that.
It's the last question.
It's just the last question before it finishes. I just need to select one.
Yeah, but I don't have to answer it. That's one.
It's just an estimate. Again, ma'am, it doesn't have to be exact.
I know it's an estimate, but if I say I don't want to answer the question, why should I have to answer the question?
It's the last question, because we just need to finish the survey.
But I'm not answering it.
But we need just an estimate amount, ma'am, at 98% complete.
Yeah, but I said I don't have to answer the question. If you don't want to answer questions,
I wish I had that option. I wish I had that option.
Well, my option is I'm not going to answer the question.
Should I select 1,100 to 2,499?
You could select anyone you want. I said I'm not answering the question.
It's in order to finish only. You can select any best estimate, ma'am. Just, it doesn't have to be the exact number. Any number, please.
I know, but I said I don't have to answer the question.
Ma'am. It's just to finish. It's the last question. It's the last question of the survey. Just your best estimate would work.